This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that the New York Times is the be-all and end-all of the news business, but it does have a certain cachet. So when it invests in a company built, at least in the beginning, on a chatty but very newsy morning email aimed at millennial women, people pay attention. The Daily Skim is what the newsletter's called. I read it. The company is called The Skim. It was started 4 years ago by Daniel Weisberg and Carly Zakin, who quit their jobs as producers for NBC News to do it. The Times announcement came this morning, part of an $8 million round of financing that's going to get the company into video. Daniel Weisberg and Carly Zakin are the co-founders, as I said, also the co-CEOs of The Skim. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us. Excited to be here.
Danielle, I think it was you. I was reading up before I came into the studio. You said at a conference or something not too long ago that your newsletter...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And it goes to the whole riff of what this enterprise is. Your newsletter, The Daily Skim, to which, as I said in the introduction, I am a subscriber and a reader.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is the third ranked morning television show. Explain what you meant and why that matters.
So I think that, you know, what we were saying is that if you look at us, we have well over 3.5 million active subscribers on our newsletter, and our engagement is really unprecedented. And we're giving people hard news every day. And if you compare that to, you know, what is traditionally the way that people have gotten information in the morning and look at morning television, we're really on that scale. So we just found a different way to introduce that same idea that people want to get information from a source they trust first thing in the morning.
Carly, talk to me for a second about that thing that Daniel mentioned, engagement rates. I mean, what's the open rate on this email? It must be astronomical, right?
Yeah, so we're very proud to talk about our open rate. You know, industry average for a product like ours really ranges from about 12 to 19%, and in some cases, 7%. Mm-hmm. And our open rate is well around 35%. Mm-hmm. And what we really prided ourselves on is our company really has two assets. It's our voice that is, you know, very distinctive for anyone who notices and reads The Skim and engages with it. But the other is this community that we've built, and that really goes to show why there's so much engagement around the daily product.
Carly, the thing is, though, that while you guys intentionally went after the millennial female, right, you also somehow have people who are not millennial females like me. Explain
well, we're
that.
Happy to have you.
Yeah, and I'm happy.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be there. But what's the secret sauce, right? I mean, how did that happen, do you think?
So I think, you know, when we approached The Skim from the beginning, there was sort of one thing that we came up against, which is when we told our idea to people, they were like, why are you focusing on such a niche market? And our response was, women are not a niche market. For us, you know, The Skim is not women's news for women. It is. We have a very clear audience in mind when we write this newsletter every day, when we create our suite of products every day. And that's what keeps our voice, I would say, fresh, and then what keeps our voice focused. But we're not curating this types of stories that is just for our audience. We're really happy and proud that 20% of our audience is men. And we really are filling the void for busy people on the go. And that's not gender specific and that's not age specific. But we definitely know who we're creating products for.
This is a toss up, and I'll let whichever one of you wants to answer it, answer it. Are you two now entrepreneurs or are you journalists?
Entrepreneurs.
I think we're definitely entrepreneurs, but I also don't think you can be both.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
that's
totally
what we
can.
Are.
You totally can.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to reject your question.
Sure. It's always good when the premise of the question gets rejected. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think we definitely started off as journalists. We did this because we love news. And, you know, we saw the industry was changing and it kind of depressed us that the jobs that, you know, we thought we had or that we thought we would want didn't exist in the same way.
Right.
So we started our own path. So I think that makes us entrepreneurial in the way that we disrupted an industry that we really loved.
Okay. So if you are disruptors, and I grant you that point, I will not reject your premise.
Thank you.
Are you now, though, with you've got the Skim Ahead thing, you've got a Skim app, you're opening, you've just gotten $8 million from Fox to do Skim Studios. Are you now sort of becoming, if not more traditional media, but certainly more mainstream in the media world?
I think we're very big. I think that's
Ooh,
the difference.
Snap.
I think it's, you know, for a while, our whole story was we started it from our couch and we're the little engine that could and we're scrappy and we didn't have a business background. And that is something that is so authentic. That is who we are. Except for now, you know, we have a multi-platform audience company and we're really bringing our vision to life. And it's not just in one product. It's really a movement.
Do you still think you're a startup or are you past that now?
We're still a startup. I think that is so part of our culture and so part ingrained in how we started this company. We talk to our team all the time. You know, we're 33 people now, and we talk all the time that this company was founded on hustle. And whether we're 33 people, 3 people, or end up being 133 people, hustle will always be a part of our culture. And to me, that's inherent with startups. So, you know, we like to say that we're a company that started on the couch. We definitely have more couches now than the one tiny one that we started on.
But
we're definitely still a startup.
Daniel Weisberg and Carly Zakin, they are the co-founders and co-CEOs of The Skim. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.